Hey, it's the Camshaft and Dougie Fresh from the Magic Hour, Thursdays at 10 p.m. on KX93.5.
Reminding you to join us at the KX93.5 Festival of Music on November 2nd at the Festival of Arts grounds in Laguna Beach.
Featured musicians include singer-songwriter Matt Costa,
Colin Hay from Men at Work,
indie duo Trapdoor Social,
and Carly Ritter.
Entry starts at $35 and benefits the Molly Ola Foundation,
the Tony Hawk Foundation,
and the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach.
Tickets and information about our special VIP and patron passes are available online at kx935.com/festivalofmusic. From the Magic Hour, I'm the Camshaft.
And I'm Dougie Fresh. See you November 2nd.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. The Magic Hour on KX935, Laguna's only FM.
I'm Dougie Fresh. I'm here with the Camshaft, and this is the Magic Hour.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
That's good.
You know what?
Here.
It's 10:10. At 10.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. All right, the government is still shut down, but we're here.
Yeah,
we're still,
you know,
going
this
strong.
Is the thing. It's been going on 10, 11 days now. The government's been shut down.
Don't know.
There's debate on where it started.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Y2K. Like, is it 2000 or is it 2001? When does the new millennium start?
But anyways, we're still here.
You and me actually saw something that, or we learned something that we thought was odd. Because the government is supposed to be shut down, and yet the military is developing an Iron Man suit.
It's true, Doug.
So I don't know what's up with that. Is that
They're
an essential
See,
essential
that's my
function?
Question. You know, the veterans aren't getting their health benefits, but yet we're building that
Iron
Man
That's suit. Unessential, I guess.
You know what's crazy? I read the article about this, and it says that they're building this suit, otherwise known as TALOS, which is an acronym for Tactical Assault Light Operator Suit.
Okay.
Apparently
TALOS.
It's light.
TALOS.
And as far as I can read, there's nothing really that crazy about it other than you have 360-degree integrated cameras, not unlike Google Glass.
Oh, so it's not like a heavy-duty armor suit? It's like
They're wanting it to be.
But it's mostly just like a...
But right now, they borrowed the Google Glass.
It's a camera suit.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool, I guess. That's important.
Good job.
Yeah.
Iron Man. What do you think, man? Do you think Iron Man should be out there?
Yeah.
Roaming the streets?
Only if he's snarky, like Tony Tony Stark.
The other thing that we found funny is that the gyms are still open.
It's not just any gym,
everybody uses them, right?
The Congress-specific gyms.
Wow.
It's the gyms that only Congress people have access to. That's still open. Anyhow, enough of the politics.
Let's get on to the fun. That's what we do here on the Magic Hour, by the way. We have fun.
Yeah.
Doug's going to bring us some kid jokes.
That's later, though. That's at the end of the show.
All right, Doug, you want to do some celebrity birthdays?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
That's right. It's the part of the show where we say happy birthday to a few of the celebs out there. And then after that, we each have to choose one of them to do a short impression of. Do you remember that, Doug?
I always forget about that.
All right, here we go. Simon Cowell had a birthday this week.
Nice.
Matt Damon.
There we go.
Who else we got? Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase. Who else is on the list?
Yeah, Sharon Osbourne.
Uh-huh.
Mario Lopez. Joan Cusack, not to be confused with John Cusack.
Okay.
And Hugh Jackman, or as some people like to call him, Jacked Human.
Really?
Because he's like he's really buff.
I've never heard that.
A jacked human.
He is, man.
Yeah.
All right, so choose one. We got a pretty full list this week.
Okay, I got Hugh Jacked Human.
Okay.
I'm from Australia. You know what I mean? That's horrible. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry.
That's terrible. Let's see. I'm gonna go with Simon Cowell. So Doug, I'm gonna say that in the voice of Simon Cowell, that impression you just did.
Yeah.
That was bloody awful.
There we go. Perfect.
Bloody awful.
You always gotta one up me. Whatever.
Simon Cowell.
That's fine.
You know what? I'm really surprised you didn't choose Matt Damon. I was expecting you to.
I was trying to think of a quote of his, but I couldn't. So.
I thought you were gonna do Damon.
Oh, no, I got one. We got to redo it.
All right, go.
Okay, this is Matt Damon. Okay. What are you talking about? What happened to her? What happened to her? That's from that's Matt Damon in Contagion. If you haven't seen that, please go rent Contagion. It's a great movie.
I haven't, my friend.
All right, that's Celebrity Birthday. Stay tuned for, tune in next week to hear us do some more horrible impersonations.
Yeah. I find it funny that every week you forget about that.
Well, honestly, it's my least favorite part of the show. So.
Wow. Can I just tell you something real quick?
Yeah.
We're going to do it next week. So.
Yeah, I know. So
be ready for that. I know it. This is a new favorite part of the show for you, right?
It's our little thing that we like to call Good on You, Carl.
I come from a land on a low. like Seal's got his nails around your neck. And in the end, Bulls had to be scratched. Get in my belly.
Is that Carl over there? What's he doing?
That is very cool.
All right, this segment is very cool, as Carl says. He's actually in, if you don't know who Carl Stefanovic is, he's an Australian news reporter. He hosts the Today Show in Australia. And me and Cameron have been enamored with him. So we have this weekly segment, a little tribute to the man, the legend. And we like to play a little clip. So we got a clip tonight where this follows a short little video about mermaids. And this
about
is,
mermaids?
Yeah, this is everyone's response to the idea of mermaids.
You go, some people think it's a bit fishy, but I'm still a believer in aquatic humanoids. What about you?
I think that some things should remain a mystery. Mm. Loch Ness Monster, mermaids, Yeti.
I wonder what they taste like on the Barbie.
So Carl gives his infinite wisdom, his peace of mind around mermaids. He wonders what they taste like on the Barbie.
I love him because he takes your expectation, throws it out the window, and goes a different direction. Yeah. You expect it
always
to like,
keep you wondering.
Do you believe in mermaids yourself?
Yeah.
But no, he says, I wonder how they taste on the Barbie.
He's a real guy. And we have, I don't know if we talked explicitly about this, but we have a goal. We're going to get an interview with him, hopefully.
Yes.
And we're going to do our first step. We're going to air it next week of calling down there and just seeing who we can get a hold of.
The journey to Carl Stefanovic.
That's right.
It's going to be part of our...
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
Is that it?
It's going to be part of Good Arnya, Carl.
All right, I got a story. So this 9-year-old apparently has some free time or something. He decides, I want to go to Vegas. He's able to sneak into an airport. He goes through security with no problems.
Uh-huh.
He just waits for the person at the terminal, just for the person on the counter to not be looking, and he slips through and gets on the airplane. Not only on the airplane, but they
did he fly?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. This is a 9-year-old from, I forget where he's from, but it actually doesn't say oddly enough. But he gets on a Delta airline. They didn't realize something was a goof until they were in the air.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Not only because you shouldn't really theoretically be able to get on the plane without going through various people, but also minors need accompanying.
No, yeah.
Workers right to get them onto the airplane.
It says Delta requires that minors flying alone must be accompanied to the departure gate by an adult.
Wow.
And who has to remain until the flight is taken off. But all he did was he just sneaked on when they were like not paying attention.
So who's really at fault here? The 9-year-old or Delta?
Well,
you decide.
No.
And, I have a question though. What were his motives? Why do you want to go to Vegas so bad?
I don't know. They didn't really give any interviews to the kid.
Young gambler?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's a hard way to start that early.
I'm kind of jealous of him.
He got on the airplane, and the way he was able to like get past the stewardesses, or flight attendants rather, was he was just able to say, my family is sitting in the back. So he goes back there. It was only like halfway through the flight, they're like, he doesn't have anything.
Oh my gosh.
Any family. Yeah. So that's that.
Can I just say, I'm 23. I've never been to Vegas.
This is in Minneapolis, St. Paul Airport.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Yeah.
No, I'm 23. I've never been to Vegas. And a 9-year-old gets a free flight to Vegas. I feel outdone.
Yeah. When he got there, though, he was met by police. So
the latest in weekly flights gone wrong.
Yeah, flights gone wrong.
Seriously. Remember that time a couple years ago, the guy was texting while flying the plane, flew right past the airport?
No, he wasn't texting. They were taking naps. Weren't they?
I don't know which is worse.
It was in Seattle, actually. They missed the Seattle airport, and they only were alerted when they started to go into Canada.
Gosh.
They were going towards Canada, which is like a big, you know. Then they started freaking out because it's an international thing.
Oh, man. Well, good job, 9-year-old. Congratulations. Congrats. And I hope you win some for us.
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, it is the Nobel Peace Prize.
TSA security. If Obama can get it, I think this little kid can.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some Hollywood 3.
All right, Hollywood 3 is where we give you three little news tidbits coming out of Hollywood.
Yeah, man.
So you and me start Gravity.
Oh.
And before we get into it, we have a little clip to play.
We have to go. We have to go, go, go. Explorer's been hit.
What do I do?
Astronaut is off structure.
Grab a hold of anything you can.
I'm really scared.
You're going to make it, all right?
I can't breathe. Do you copy? Anybody?
Gravity.
If you couldn't tell, it's a very intense movie.
Very intense.
It's in 3D and 2D, but this is one of the rare movies I'll say you should see it in 3D. It's not like a studio movie that they did 3D to try to get money. It's like they try to use 3D to really immerse you into the environment.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. The movie is about a routine, I believe, maintenance mission to a space station.
No,
right?
On the
satellite?
Hubble telescope.
Oh, that's right. That's right. On the Hubble telescope.
And then things go awry when a Russian satellite gets blown up by Russia. Like, they're trying to decommission it, but they do it in a very stupid way.
Yeah.
Sending shrapnel at, you know, millions of miles an hour. And it just really, it hits the characters as they're working on Hubble telescope. And that's the start of the movie. It just really, really grabs you by the seat of the pants.
What'd you think of it?
It was great. I want to go see it again sometime. I don't know if I'll do it this weekend, but it, yeah.
You want to go after the show?
Yeah. catch a midnight showing down at the theater.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I was just thinking about it the other night. It was like, seeing it in theaters, it's like, it's not going to be the same at all as seeing it on TV.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like,
not.
If I want to see it again, like, I should see it in theater as, you know, before.
I think, honestly, you and I saw it at a, you know, normal run-of-the-mill theater. It was a good theater. 3D IMAX, or not IMAX, but no. I'm saying the next time we should see it.
Oh, it's
in
IMAX. Yeah.
The D-Box seats, yeah, where it's rocking us.
No.
3D, 4D, scratch and sniff.
No, we should go IMAX, though.
We really should, because this is an incredible movie. I really, really love this movie.
Yeah.
There has been a void in my heart.
For a space movie.
Yeah,
this is
since
great.
Mars Attacks.
I thought it was funny. I've been reading some interviews with the director and other key crew members, and they're saying, I didn't even think of this, that people at NASA probably like hate them for this movie.
Oh, I didn't even think about that either.
Because NASA is like accidents don't happen in space. Like, we're really, they're like all about being safe and making sure those things don't happen. And this is like the exact opposite of that.
What I think is great, and I don't think this is spoiling too much. Stop me if you think it is. But the whole movie, there's no cutaways to Earth, except maybe one part.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's in space.
It's totally in space, which I think is just incredible because it really paints a picture of what it would be like to be out there.
It's definitely a two-person movie. That's it. It's like kind of like Castaway, where it's really relying on.
Speaking of Castaway,
oh yeah,
number two in our Hollywood 3. Doug, you heard some news about Tom Hanks?
Yeah, it actually came out. Or yeah, I don't know if you come out, but he has a let everyone know he has type 2 diabetes.
Wow.
Which was, you know, it's interesting, I guess.
Does he know how long he's had it?
I think it's been pretty recent that it occurred. Obviously, diabetes isn't a major thing. But
it still affects your life.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Especially if you haven't had it for X amount of years and all of a sudden you have to make the change.
I guess for him, life was a little bit too much. Life was a little bit too much like a box of chocolates.
You were waiting all night to say that, weren't you? Yeah. That is the only reason we talked about this on the air.
Yeah, when I told you about this, you were like really against us talking about it. I was like, I can't not talk. I have this
joke. You're really adamant about it.
I have this joke and I have to say
it. I do have a question though before we go to number 3.
Yeah.
If you were a celebrity and something like this happened to you, would you keep it a secret? Would you let it go?
It's hard to put yourself in the mindset of a celebrity and like what information is supposed to go to the public, quote unquote, supposed. I don't know. Diabetes, I wouldn't have a problem. I mean, diabetes is a lot of people have it. It's not a taboo subject, so I wouldn't maybe give away that information. But if I was asked, I would be blunt about it.
Yeah, it's probably the same amount as I would be.
All right, number three. Sorry,
and probably the most ridiculous thing, second to the box of chocolates joke by Doug Ferrix, is Angry Birds. We all know the game. We all know the app.
Not even just multiple. They keep coming out with new. They've come to the point where they're coming out with sequels to
the app.
They have different versions, and now they're having sequels for the different versions.
Are you kidding me?
Well, they got the
second. They have like Star Wars Angry Birds.
They have the second Star Wars just came out recently.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Anyhow, Return of the Birds?
Yeah. What they're doing now is they're doing a movie.
Yeah.
Going all the way. So
I don't even know what to think about this. Here's the thing. They picked two directors today, and that's why this is in the news today. It's Fergal Reilly and Clay Cadis. Directorial debut for both of them.
Yeah.
One of them was a storyboard artist. The other one was an animator. They worked on Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Oh, sweet.
First one, stuff like that. But I don't know, man. Angry Birds movie?
It's for the kids.
The birds don't talk, though. Will they talk? That's my question. Will the birds talk?
Well, first, have you played Angry Birds? There's like a whole plot line.
Yeah, but they don't talk.
Yeah, so you can get them to talk. It's not that crazy of a
thing. Do you think they
will?
Though?
Yes.
You think they will?
What do you think? Is it going to be silent the whole time?
Oh, yeah. Movies have never been silent before. You're right about that.
Come on. You know they're going to give them a talk. It's going to be a cute kids movie. I don't know if it'll be good, but they're obviously just trying to make a kids movie.
All right. Why don't we hop into some Would You Rather right now? You want to do that? You want to cool off for a second?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 All right, would you rather? A game where we, a segment, whatever you want to call it, where we give you some would you rathers. If you don't know what those are, it's just a simple would you rather have this or would you rather have that?
That's right.
Normally they're hard and tough to figure out. All right, here we go. Would you rather go a month without showering? Or go a month without brushing your teeth?
Oh, man.
You go with both, right?
I go all the time.
Yeah.
So one really affects you. The other affects other people more. Yeah, well,
dude, don't brush your teeth. That's stanky breath.
I'm going to have to go with, man.
I'm going to go
don't
with,
shower. Go with
really?
Yeah.
No, not showering for a month? I would not brush my teeth for a month. I would just
but
pop,
your breath,
pop gum constantly.
Risky, risky.
See, well, I mean, I would pop the gum, and then you would just put on heavy the cologne. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, November's coming up. They do the Movember, like the No Shave November.
Yeah.
We should do 30 days of you not brushing your teeth and me not showering.
I'd rather not decay my teeth. All right, move. We'll be at odds on that one.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Would you rather? I like this one. Would you rather discover that unicorns are real, but you accidentally killed the last two, the last male and female, making it so they can never be a unicorn again? Or would you rather discover that unicorns are real, but have no substantial proof, so no one believes you?
Wow. That is probably the truest of difficult would-you-rathers I've ever experienced.
I was glad when I came up with this one.
I think I'd want the discovery.
Second one? I mean, you discover them both
again,
times.
That's it? The last two?
Yeah. I don't know how, but you accidentally killed them. I'm going with the second one. That's what I'm doing.
What's the second one?
It's the one. Did you not hear me?
Repeat it for our listeners. There it is.
It's when you discover them, but you have no substantial proof, so no one believes you. I would be content with just knowing myself.
I'm gonna have to be a little bit.
You're gonna kill the unicorn.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill these.
Wow.
I have to let the people know.
You would go down in history. That's for sure.
I don't worry about myself ever.
See, I wonder how it would affect your career though.
Wow.
You're like, oh, you're the dude who discovered the unicorns and killed them, and then could you become a, you know, if you want to work in TV or
imagine
whatever.
Having kids and telling them that you killed the last two unicorns.
I don't even think you would tell them. I think they would learn in school.
Put it this way. If you killed the last two unicorns, could you even have kids?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
No, what would happen is they would go to school and they'd be Stacy Wolfschlager. And then they would be like, oh, are you related to Cameron Wolfschlager, the guy who killed the last two unicorns?
Read it in their textbooks.
Yeah. No, I think the teachers would get to them. All right.
All right, what's next?
Would you rather attempt, this is a good one too, attempt to ride an elephant or attempt to ride a giraffe?
Wow. Attempt to ride an elephant.
This is bareback. There's no saddle.
Attempt to ride a giraffe, actually.
Really?
If there's no saddle. Giraffes are thinner.
Wait, have you seen that video where the two giraffes are fighting each other and they're just like flinging their necks around?
No.
It's crazy.
We'll post it on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/MagicHourRadio. Check it out. I'm going to have to go with the giraffe.
I would probably have to
do it. People do ride elephants.
Yeah, but there's like tamed elephants.
And without a saddle, it's probably pretty hard.
I just don't want to get ran down by a giant elephant.
True. All right.
Would you rather never give a compliment again or never receive a compliment again?
Wow. Never receive one again.
I'm with you on that one.
Because complimenting somebody feels almost the same as being complimented.
There you go. All right, would you rather?
Set every hopeless romantic ever.
This is the last one. This might be topical with the government shutdown. Would you rather never live in the U.S. again?
Uh-huh.
Or never leave the U.S. again?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Never live in the U.S. again.
Yeah, same here.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Life would be better. Perfect. All right, that's would you rather. If you have any would you rathers that you think are especially good, please email us at magichourradio@gmail.com.
Oh, that's right. Hey, if you're driving by our studio, South Coast Highway, feel free to give us a little honk there.
We'd love it.
We love hearing from you.
We live it. We live off that.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of sad, man.
We haven't heard one in a while. People have been a little bit hesitant with the honks lately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, like I'm not going to... It's okay to be use your honking sparingly. I'm not going to knock that. But, you know, some honks might be nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make us feel good tonight. I'm feeling it.
You know why some people might not want to honk too much?
Why?
Because it might get them into a danger zone.
Oh, a danger zone? Was that a cue, Doug?
That was a cue. That's when like...
Wait.
When I slow my pace and I look at you...
And then you point.
And I point. That means you press the button.
Let's try it again.
Yeah, why would people want to call in, Doug? Because that might put them in a danger zone.
Danger zone!
All right, so I have a danger zone, a personal one. The personal ones are the best.
All right.
I was on a set this weekend. Or sorry, not this weekend. What am I saying? No, I was on a set yesterday.
A film set.
Yeah, they were shooting a web series. Anyhow.
Very nice.
I was in a major danger zone.
Major danger.
Major danger. Not danger as in I was physically in danger, but danger as if I was in a bad situation.
Okay.
All right, so it's the middle of a take. I'm on set. I'm not outside or away from the set. I'm there sitting, you know, waiting for the take to end.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly, I don't know what happened. Maybe saliva or something went down the wrong pipe. I'm just sitting there. I'm not doing anything. And all of a sudden, it's like, I do the... I'm like starting to cough. And like, I cannot hold it in. I am serious. And it was just like, this is it. I'm going to be that guy.
Wow.
Who ruins a take because he's coughing. It's like, why would you cough? People generally think coughing is a voluntary.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's my throat is like tightening up because when I'm doing all my might to just, I get up and I can't just walk away. I mean, it's hardwood floor. We're on the second story, so it like creaks easily.
Yeah.
I slowly get up as I'm like holding it in. I'm like spazzing out because I'm like, every other second, I have this urge to do an extremely loud cough. There's like stuff in my throat. I need to get it out. And so I'm waiting for the take to end. I'm just like sitting in the corner with my hand on my mouth. And I'm just like walking the line of having the cough.
And that's the worst feeling ever.
When the take ended, I coughed so much. And my one of my colleagues comes over and he's like, I was in pain just watching you.
Wow, man.
It was one of my worst nightmares that happened on a film set.
You doing okay?
I'm good now.
Doing okay now?
Yeah. Afterwards, I made like a conscious effort to like, I don't know, not allow saliva to build up. Or I don't know. I became much more aware
spitting.
Of my swallowing and like make sure I'm very careful. I don't know.
You know, Doug, I have a fear, kind of similar feeling when this happens.
Okay. I'll be the judge of that.
You know, we teased this earlier on the show. Our good buddy Carl Stefanovic, Today Show Australia, soon to be good buddy, rather.
Best friend.
Next week, we're going to try and call him. We're going to air whatever we can on the show.
Yeah.
And my fear is that I'm going to be featured in Danger Zone next week because I do this thing. Everybody in Laguna, somebody might share this with me. I do this thing where if I call and I'm nervous, I just start laughing. I start laughing uncontrollably.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of composing myself and talking to the person, I just hang up.
Yeah. I've been there many a time.
But I order pizza and I get nervous. I hang up.
I have to admit, a lot of times it's because I'm egging you on. I'm trying to get you to laugh.
Still, I've done it by myself.
Okay.
It's a very serious
issue. The best kind of thing of that is when you're in a drive-thru and you wanted to drive away.
Yeah, man.
You just had to take it.
It's difficult. It's difficult.
All right, if you have a danger zone, let us know MagicHourRadio@gmail.com or hit us up on our Facebook. That's facebook.com/MagicHourRadio. We want to hear your danger zones.
That's right. Let's move into some misconnections, Doug.
Love these misconnections.
Misconnections, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what a misconjunction is.
Misconjection.
Dougie Fresh is going to tell you.
What's a misconjunction? misconnections are when... You have a short connection with sparks, little sparks happen between you and another person. Maybe you have a short conversation, you say hi, you share a substantial glance.
Yeah.
Like, come on, like an obvious one, not like ones that you made up. Anyhow, but then nothing happens. You don't make that next step. You don't make that connection again.
It's scary.
So this is when people reach out, try to get that misconnection.
That's right. And listen, I have two this week. First one is to a lady walking in Laguna Canyon. See you walking the canyon every day. Me, Black Jaguar. Interested? Write back. I work in Laguna. must be single.
Wait, is that his name? Black Jaguar?
I don't know.
Is that his car?
Or he drives one.
Or is that how he describes himself?
I don't know. But listen, if you were there, if you saw him, give us a call.
Hold on. Only if you're single.
Only if you're single, though.
Yeah.
This next one, Doug, is my favorite.
Okay.
Sunday, West Beach. This is a long shot, I know. But I was the older guy in the Speedo by my lonesome and laying on a towel next to you and your friend near the sand volleyball court on Sunday. You glanced over my way a few times, and I could be misinterpreting your intentions, but I just wanted you to know you're very cute. Not sure how committed you are, or if you're in fact in a relationship with your beach partner, but if there is some interest on your part, by all means, respond. Here we go, Doug. Please indicate. Now, see if you can follow this.
Okay.
Here's the stipulations. Please indicate the color of your beach ball and the beach apparatus you and your friend were struggling with. And I will respond back with your name.
As I overheard you respond when you were asked.
If you know the person's name.
Why can't they just respond?
Why are you asking for it?
Why couldn't they just respond with their name? And then you're like, that is who you are.
That's you. If you had the beach ball, it was this color. Honestly, you had that chair. I'll email you back your name. You confirm. Maybe we'll meet up.
They were probably glancing over your way because you're in a white Speedo.
Yeah. Anyways, misconnections.
By your lonesome.
Misconnections. Laguna Beach misconjections. Hey, by the way, remind us one more time about your Laguna Beach misconnection.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case she's listening
right now. It's still out there. If you're listening, I'd like to meet you again. Yeah, this was 4 weeks ago, probably.
Yeah,
it was a
good amount of time ago.
I was walking, I forget what street we were on, but that's kind of important. Anyhow.
By the subway. Put it that way.
I saw an ad behind an airplane. This guy said, Tilly's. I said it to you, Cameron, out loud. Oh, Tilly's.
Yeah.
And you were walking my way. You were blonde. You heard me say Tilly's or something else. You looked at me, smiled, and said, hello. Or hi, that's what it was. Hi. Like, I brightened your day. That's how my mind has exaggerated it.
But, no, she looked like that. I was there.
Yeah.
Okay. She looked like that.
Second account. It has to be true. I don't know if you thought if your name was Tilly or you thought I said hello or maybe your name is Jilly or Gilly or Millie. But yeah, look me up.
By the way, if you have a misconnection, you can also email that to us. MagicHourRadio@gmail.com or write it on our Facebook, facebook.com/MagicHourRadio.
All right, let's get to, I think, your favorite segment. It's definitely one I enjoy greatly. It's called Kid Jokes. All right, Kid Jokes. If you don't know, they're kid jokes. Now, they're jokes not only for kids, but more importantly, they're by kids.
Which is the best part by far.
Jokes written by actual children. So you got to get in the kids' mindset to really find the humor. All right, let's get to it. What is brown and slow and an animal?
What? Porcupine.
A brown chipmunk old granny.
All right.
Why did the bottom crossed the road?
Why, Doug?
There was a bottom lady on the other side. That's right. If you want an ice cream, what should you do? You should pee on the owner.
Or you can pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know where the kid was going with that one.
I tried to write a kid joke, I couldn't.
No, because you're not
a
kid.
You cannot think from within the mind of a child.
Hey, did you hear about the big hen?
No, I didn't, Doug.
He is fat. I don't know, I'm sorry. Straight to it. Right, this is.
I just like kids, they oftentimes do this. They'll say something very matter-of-factly, and they're like, that's funny. Right there.
And he doesn't know a hen is a girl, but that's all right. All right, here's a little wordplay. What do you call a deer with no eyes, mouth, and legs? None of that. No, that's not the
deer. Wait a second.
No eyes, no mouth, no legs.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's actually really good.
No idea.
No idea.
No idea.
That's an actual joke.
It's a stretch. All right.
Yes.
Here's a classic kid one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boobs.
Who's who?
Some boobies.
Wow. Okay.
Kitties. I don't know who lets their kid talk about it. Okay, last one.
Last one.
There were two men. Their names were Hot and Cool.
Okay.
Hot said to Cool, some ladies think I'm cool. Cool replied, well, some ladies think I'm hot. Can we swap bodies? Sure, Cooley. Yeah, hottie.
That's it. Kid jokes, the magic hour. All right, everybody, it's time for the last segment of the show. The one we do every week. It's the weekly Dirtfall Awards.
All right, welcome to the Dirtfall Awards. If you don't know what Dirtfall is, it's actually a German word. As a noun, it means diarrhea, but as a verb, it means to fail.
That's right.
And so we give this award out, the Dirtfall Award, every week to someone who did a major fail.
Okay.
All right, so this goes, tonight's Dirtfall Award goes to Scott Haney of WSB TV. That's in Hartford, Connecticut. Because during a live newscast, Haney scooped up off the ground of the newsroom what he thought were grape nut cereal, but actually turned out, and he ate them, popped them in his mouth and started eating them. Turns out they weren't the cereal, but cat vomit. What he says, first thing he says, pops him out and he goes, these are a little soggy. And then he goes, this is weird, it kind of tastes like shoe.
Shoe?
Yeah, and he's like, this is not that good.
Oh.
And then later, he looks at the bottom of the shoe and there's cat vomit from one of his cats. And so what happened, it came off of the shoe in the newsroom. He saw it, he's like, oh, there's some grape nuts. Let me scoop it off the floor.
Yeah, even if it was grape nuts, that's disgusting.
That's one of the things you learn as a kid. Don't eat things off the floor. Even if it's 5 seconds.
Or 10 seconds.
I'm saying if it was 5 seconds, maybe. You saw the grape nuts hit the floor, maybe. You just looked down and saw something that looked vaguely like grape nuts on the ground. So you popped it in your mouth? Are you crazy? Anyhow, he kind of deserves it, being cat vomit.
Absolutely.
That's why you don't eat things off the ground. Anyhow, congratulations, Scott Haley, on your Dirtfall Award. Hopefully you won't be eating too much cat vomit in the future. This will be a constant reminder.
I cannot believe he did that live on the air.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
That's the absolute craziest thing I've ever heard.
Who does that?
All right, everybody.
It's kind of soggy. They're kind of soggy.
As always, we end the magic hour on a very gross note.
Yeah.
The dirt fall.
Classic.
So disgusting. Cat vomit. Thought it was grape nuts?
Yeah.
Come on. All right, everybody. The magic hour. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/magichourradio. Or you can email us, magichourradio@gmail.com. Doug, you're going to be here next week with me, buddy?
Oh, always.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.